Hello there. Welcome to the Bright Leaders Podcast, where we partner together to build lasting faith by helping kids belong to God and His kingdom, believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior, and become like Jesus and walk in His ways. We're so glad you're joining us.
Hey, Disciple Makers. I'm Jenny Smith, and I'm so glad that you are joining us today. We're continuing our unit where we are focusing on God is the Creator. And today is not the happiest story in the Bible, probably the worst. The fall. And from Genesis chapter 3, God created a perfect world where people were in a perfect relationship with Him. A serpent tempted Eve. She and Adam ate fruit from the tree. They became separated from God. They were no longer perfect, and the world was broken by their sin. They hid from God in shame, but the Lord did not leave them without hope. He promised a Savior who would defeat the serpent and free all people from the power of sin. God is perfect and holy. When sin entered His perfectly created world, everything was broken, including His relationship with people. Sin is anything we think, do, or say that disobeys God, and every one of us sins. That means every person is separated from His holiness. That's why God had a plan from the beginning to send Jesus to take the punishment for our sins. Today's bright idea is God is holy, but people sin. And the theology we're teaching today is so important for kids to understand. Our he question asked, does God do anything wrong? God is holy. He never sins. He created a perfect world that was broken by sin. And our we question asked, why do people do wrong things? Sin is anything we think, say, or do that disobeys God. Everyone sins, choosing our way instead of God's way. Our monthly memory verse is from Colossians 1:16. By Him, all things were created in heaven and on earth. All things were created through Him and for Him. Today's tough topic is a question. Does God punish us? Many kids grow up with an unhealthy fear of God that follows them into adulthood. They could grow up obeying out of fear instead of love, or they could grow up angry with God. In this week's lesson, kids will learn that sin has serious consequences, but that God sent a Savior to free us from the consequence of sin that we deserve most, eternal separation from Him. His desire isn't to make us face punishment, but His desire is that we would all be free from sin. Help kids see how very much God loves them. The story of Adam and Eve is a sad one, where the world was broken by sin, but God's grace, mercy, and love for His people are very clear. And this month for our leader training, we are discussing resilient child discipleship. And today we're talking about one of our three B's, helping kids belong. Child disciple makers create environments where every kid feels loved and known and has a sense of belonging. Kids need to feel safe. For kids to feel like church is a place where they belong, they must feel physically, emotionally, and spiritually safe. Set boundaries for behavior and make your group a friendly, welcoming space for everyone. Kids also need to feel noticed. You will have kids who come in loud, seeking attention. You'll have kids who barely say a word and try to blend in. Every kid needs you to look in their eyes and acknowledge how glad you are they are there. Stand by the door as kids enter and personally welcome each one. Then finally, kids need to feel known. Use your belong activities in your lesson to connect with kids and get to know them on a personal level. Ask questions about their families and interests, and remember the special interests they name, even if you have to write it down. Disciple Makers, thank you for making your space a place where kids know they can belong, believe, and become like Jesus. We're praying for you, we're always cheering for you, and we'll catch you next time.